Let's open in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 8, and we want to see one person whose status changed. We want to see the example of one person whose status changed. I want you to declare, my status shall change today. This month, my status will change. This year, my status is changing. Are we there? Matthew chapter 8, 1 to 3. I read. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him. Great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Let's read the next one together. Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. Immediately he touched Jesus, his status changed. Leprosy is a disease of the skin, and in Leviticus chapter 14, God had already spelled out the protocol, how to handle people with leprosy. They are lepers. So they are supposed to be situated outside of the camp. And that is even what determines what we do today. When you want to enter any major city, outside of that area, you see lepers colony. I understand there is a lepers colony around Ibadan somewhere, in the exteriors of Ibadan. So that is the situation of this man. The Bible didn't tell us the name of the man. But one thing we know about the man is he was a leper. And that is his status that sent him to Jesus. I don't know what is your status that brought you here this morning. You are going to touch Jesus and your story will change. The title of this message is Touch of Jesus. The touch of Jesus. It is a touch that changes stories. It is a touch that changes status. And so this morning, thank God for the worship team. They're always in the spirit. Our status is changing. And the Bible says that out of the mouth of two, every truth shall be established. When you want to know what God is about to do, he will repeat his word. He would repeat his word. Once have I spoken, twice I have heard. So we hear it twice, the power belongs unto God. This morning there is power in the house to change status. When my brother was speaking, he said, you were employed, but your status will change to an employer. I think everybody should say amen to that. Because even if you are well employed, I know a lot of people who are medical doctors and well employed, they have a hospital. So rather apart from or added to their employment, they are employing people. So your status will change today. If your business has been operating in 4 digits or 5 digits or even 6 digits, God will multiply the digits. And what that means is if you are a millionaire, you are being transformed to a billionaire or even a trillionaire. We came to pray here yesterday and the man of God said that in the case of Daniel, the Bible says he was 10 times better. And we prayed, Lord, multiply me times 10. And as we were praying, I believe I just felt that impression that it is not even times 10. it is raised to power 10. And I asked my friend, my brother, is 10 times 10 or 10 times 10 the same thing as 10 raised to power 10? He said, no way. He was mentioning a figure that maybe in billions of 10 raised to power 10. So our story is changing in geometric progression in the name of Jesus. And so the leper came and he touched Jesus. I imagine the kind of stress he would have gone through, because he doesn't stay where people are. He came all the way from outside the camp and he managed. And one thing about the protocol of lepers is when they want to go into town, they will cover themselves and they will be shouting, unclean, 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 so that everyone that is around them will be aware and will run. You remember when, disease that came into Ebola? I imagine it is like that. That if he sneezes, you can contact it. And so this is someone who was ostracized, but he summed up the courage. And he knew that Jesus is someone that changes stories. Meanwhile, let me puzzle us a little. By the time this man came to Jesus, the fame of Jesus had not really gone too wide. He did a few miracles after coming down from the mountain in Galilee. And then he went on the mountain and gave the Sermon on the Mount. Chapter 8 is just coming down from that mountain. So he has really not done so much. So I'm thinking that God really loved that leper, and God had inspired his heart to see Jesus. Your opportunity, God will inspire your heart to see it in the name of Jesus. And so he came, and the Bible talked about the multitude. He said he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. But amongst the multitudes, the person that the Bible recorded that was touched or who had an encounter with Jesus is a leper. So, today, God will touch you. He knows your number. He knows your address. He knows your status. And he is not put off by your status. Spiritually, leprosy could be used to mean sin or a state of degeneration. God does not discriminate. Everyone that comes to him, he can touch. It's not the school headmaster that will say, no, yesterday you did this, today you don't qualify for mercy. Whatever your state, you are qualified for the mercy of Jesus. And the mercy of Jesus will appear to all of us in the name of Jesus. Briefly, let me just tell us some few lessons that we can get from this story of the leper. He worshipped Jesus. He worshipped Jesus. The leper came in verse 2. And worshipped Jesus. In the place of worship, you contact grace. When you come in with humility, nothing else can be wrong in the place of worship. Because Jesus is there to touch you. We have worshipped God today, and if time permits, we are still going to worship a little before we go. And so we need to develop a lifestyle of worship. Developing a lifestyle of worship. Somebody say, developing a lifestyle of worship. It is not an event that I want to go to worship. No, it is a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle that we need to live daily, every minute. It starts from your heart. What is the thought that you're thinking? Is there any negative thought in your heart? The enemy knows how to make sure he disconnects people from getting into the presence of God. He will fill their heart with rubbish and garbage. And so that you will feel clean in yourself and you don't have the confidence to come to God. I'm here to announce to you today, wherever and whatever state your heart is, just be open. God will cleanse it for us today in Jesus' name. You are a temple of God. Talking about developing a lifestyle of worship. You are a temple of God. You should see yourself as always carrying God. When you have this understanding, you know that you are always in the presence of God. In developing a lifestyle of worship, we need to have regular corporate and personal worship. Pay attention to your regular personal worship. Pay attention to your regular corporate worship, like coming to this meeting, for example. Come early and look forward to it. And then your own personal worship hour. Do you do your quiet time? Do you find time to read the Bible daily? Do you find time to pray and worship God daily? Do you find time to pray in the Spirit daily? These are things we need to do in order to develop a lifestyle of worship. The next thing I want to talk about briefly is the words of our mouth. The leper, when he met Jesus, he didn't keep quiet. He spoke. Said, "Jesus, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Some people, when they come to Jesus, what will come to their mouth, I can't imagine. Because words of our mouth proceed from our hearts. So what are the things you have filled your heart with? What is raining now is Big Brother Niger. I've not watched it this year, but that last one, I know it was very popular. Big Brother Niger. So when you see Jesus, what will come out is, "Hey, Big Brother Niger." No. So we fill our heart with the word of God. Fill your heart with awe for him. Fill your heart with his worship. The Bible says in Joshua 1:8 that we should meditate on the word of God. Somebody say, "I will meditate on God's word." But before you can meditate, you need to study it. And then you let it be in your mouth. It is what the words of your testimony, it is what the word we hear. The devil knows it. When your heart is filled with God's word, he can't come near you. So, in our words, let life be in our words. The music that is raining should not be what will fill your mouth. The music of the world, it has a way of corrupting you. It has a way of not building you up, because the word of God edifies you. The next thing I want us to talk about is the will of God. The man said, "If it is your will that I am changed, if it is your will that my status change, if it is your will that I am healed," was asking Jesus. The Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who goeth about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The purpose of God coming in the form of Jesus is to rescue you, is to rescue me from the stranglehold of devil. The devil has been reigning on this earth and has had many captive, but Jesus has come to set you free. I want you to say it: Jesus has come to set me free. And so it is the declaration this morning that it is the will of God for you to be well. It is the will of God for you to be healed. It is the will of God for you to be delivered. It is the will of God for you that the song of rejoicing will fill your mouth. It is the will of God that your status will change from that of decline, because leprosy is a state of decline. When you contact that disease, it continues to deteriorate if there is no cure. It is cured with antibiotics. But in those days, there were no antibiotics. And so they knew that it was only God that could heal a leper. And you see people, it used to afflict their ulcers. You see some people, their hand would have chopped up. Sometimes it is amputated, but sometimes it's leprosy eats them up until death. I hope I'm saying the truth. I'm sure I have people who would be saying, this guy. But we know a bit about it. I searched a little about it. It can deteriorate. And so when the choir was singing, no more decline. They are in the spirit. Because some of our situations decline. When the enemy afflicts our lives, it goes from worse to worse. It's the opposite of what God does. The Bible says the path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter until the perfect day. It shines better until the perfect day. That is God. Anything that is not of God deteriorates. It declines. This morning, I announce to you, and I hope and pray that you will accept it and say to yourself, no more decline, for I've been touched by Jesus. For I've contacted the touch of grace. No more decline in your life today. No more decline in your situation today. Sicknesses and diseases decline when there is no care. Sicknesses and diseases, they become bigger. They begin to eat up your flesh. This morning, no more decline in the name of Jesus. No more deterioration in your life and situation. The Lord is elevating you. Your status is changing. Your status is changing. Your status is changing. Let's be on our feet and worship Jesus. This man came, he fell down and worshiped Jesus, knowing, because he knew that Jesus can change his situation. He fell down and he worshiped. He fell down on his feet and he worshiped. This morning, I encourage us to release ourselves, to come unto him open and willing. The worship team took a song. I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Please, I want us to see Jesus this morning. And let us be ready to contact him, touch him in our worship.